interviews with Mr. Metalarkin and Lady Bracknell. Our finisher is a panel with four surprise guests. Welcome to the Earnest Experience. Hello, listeners. Welcome to our podcast. Our first episode is sure to be a doozy. And before we move on to our next segment, here's a word from one of our sponsors.
Cecily's Stocking Service. Is there a boy or girl in your life that you've never met before? Have you always wanted to marry someone, but you have no idea who they truly are? Well, you're in luck. Cecily Cardew Incorporated has a brand new idea. Head to Cecily and she will follow your special someone. She will find all that she can about them so you can fantasize about them. Even in your dream. Soon, you'll be writing letters from them to you and engaged to them, and they'll never know. For a special time offer, the Meet Them service is 25% off when you use the code Algernon at checkout. We'll help you fall in love today.
And now we have the set designer of The Importance of Being Earnest, Mr. Metalarkin. Mr. Larkin, what are your ideas encompassing the scene changes in the play?
Well, my current idea is to get the set on wheels in order to change it quickly. We have multiple stagehands and probably recruit a good deal of actors to help with the set switching.
And what ideas do you have for the coloring of the set?
Well, the city is planned to be filled with all kinds of warmer colors, while the country is made of cooler colors. We plan to use a lot of red and orange in Algernon's house in the city, while sticking to things with greens and tans in the country house. There will also be smaller things, such as street lamps in the city, lanterns in the country. There are also a lot of components that are going to be in the set.
That's a lovely palette. I've heard a lot of news of a secret compartment. I'm sure the audience has too. Would you care to explain?
Of course, but no spoiling the show. I'll have you know that we are including a secret compartment on stage. It's more of a trap door, and it'll be used to hold a few valuable props, a handbag, letters, and much more. Of course, you should come see the show if you want to know the details.
Thank you, Mr. Larkin. I'm so glad we could have you on the show. A round of applause for Mr. Metalarkin.
Thank you for having me.
With us in the studio today, we have Lady Bracknell, the mother of Gwendolyn, who is going to educate us on the rules of society in the late 19th century England.
It really is a pleasure to be here today. Thank you for inviting me to help you with your etiquette. I can promise you'll be ready to enter society when I'm done here.
Okay, let's start with the basics, Lady Bracknell. What would be the proper way to greet someone?
It's simply out and about. People must be introduced to each other by an acquaintance. Gentlemen must always be introduced to ladies, or the socially inferior introduced to the superior. Ladies must always be asked for permission to meet someone new as well. Visits to someone's home must occur between 2 and 4, and a calling card should always be presented. Children or pets should never accompany a visitor either.
Well, this is already getting complicated. How would someone have a proper conversation with someone else?
A lady should never argue, converse loudly, whisper, gossip, or interrupt another person. They should also know all of the current news and should never use puns or proverbs.
Interesting. Now, what would a Victorian woman wear during the day or a special event?
A woman should always be dressed appropriately for the time of day. One should never wear an evening dress in the morning. When attending a ball or celebration, jewelry should be replaced by flowers or pearls. A respectable lady should also never be found not wearing gloves on the street.
The rules of fashion are really quite complicated. Now, how would one behave at a dinner party, for example?
Dinner parties always begin at 9 o'clock and can last past midnight, but guests are not required to stay the entire time. When invited to a dinner party, one should either accept or decline immediately. If you accept an invitation, you must attend unless there is a death or serious illness. Women should never exceed 3 glasses of wine unless they are married, and when participating in a toast, only a sip is acceptable.
Now, we've heard quite about women's etiquette, so what are the basics for Victorian men?
Well, when a gentleman meets with an acquaintance, he must always lift his hat off his head. When meeting with a lady, a gentleman must dismount his horse if he is riding one, and then converse with her. Gentlemen should avoid politics, science, and economy-related matters when talking to a woman as well.
Well, I think everyone listening now knows the basics on how to properly behave in Victorian England. Thank you so much for coming in today and informing us, Lady Bracknell.
Thank you for having me.
That was Lady Bracknell on Victorian Rules of Society. We'll be back after a quick word from one of our sponsors. And now a word from our final sponsor, Queen High Quality Diaries.
Do you need a place to store your thoughts? Is your old diary falling apart? Why keep spending your money on new diaries every week when you could buy the Queen High Quality Diary? Queen Diaries are bound by fantastically durable and stylish full-grain leather. With over 1,000 line pages of only the highest quality paper, have a safe place to store your thoughts. Have a Queen Diary. Get yours for the low, low price of £25.
Next up, we have an exclusive interview with two couples of the next hour. Please welcome Algernon Moncrief, Cecily Cardew, Jack Worthing, and Gwendolyn Fairfax.
Thank you for having us. It's a pleasure to be here.
Yes, quite. The lobby is lovely, and you made an excellent decision about the catering.
Thank you, Mr. Moncrief. Now, our listeners have proven to have a few questions to ask you. The first one is to Miss Cardew. Miss Cardew, how do you feel under the care of Mr. Worthing?
Uncle Jack is a wonderful guardian. Now that he has finally let me marry Algy, I couldn't be happier with him. There were a few times where he did quite anger me with my duties, but I powered through with the support of, well, I guess Miss Prism.
He sounds like a wonder. Our next question is to Mr. Moncrief. Our listener has asked, how does it feel to know your own brother was right under your nose the entire time?
Well, I suppose it was quite strange. Jack and I have love-acted as brothers, but it was a welcome change, and now we've never been closer.
How wonderful. Now, Gwendolyn, how is Lady Bracknell dealing with the up-and-coming weddings?
It's draining her pocket like mad. If it weren't for the large sum of money Cicely's grandfather left behind, we would have been broke by this point.
Next, we have a question for Mr. Worthing. When Algy first told you about marrying Cicely, what were your first emotions?
I was appalled. He has no right to show up, and I am still on the road to forgiving him. He did not obtain my address truthfully, and therefore went against my wishes.
Well, that's all the time we have for today. Everyone, Cecily Cardew, Algernon Moncrief, Jack Worthing, and Gwendolyn Fairfax.